Jim Taylor back on WRMJ, WRMJ.com. Let's talk some high school wrestling now with Zach Nelson, 2013 grad of Mercer County High School. Last time I talked to him, just shortly after he was named head wrestling coach at Orion. And before we talk about the Bob Mitten invite that's taking place this weekend at Orion, man, it looks like you fit in nicely at Orion. You've had a good start wrestling with this bunch in your first season as head coach. How have things been going for you?
So far, so good. You know, the kids have really answered to what I've, you know, been preaching, hard work every day and being consistent. And, you know, our record shows that at that we're at 16-3. We got a few wrestlers that are, you know, approaching 30 wins. So that's huge. You know, the ultimate goal is to get some guys down to state. So we're about to turn that corner and see what we can do these next couple weeks.
So in terms of just where you're at number wise, so you have a pretty good dual meet record, 16-3. So it looks like probably you've been able to fill out a lineup card most of the duels you've had. What are your participation numbers like there, and are you happy with them?
Yeah, I'm pretty happy with them, of course. You know, okay, so we're at 27 kids, I think, roughly on the team. And, you know, injuries come and go. So thankfully we have that depth on our team where we have the guys that can step up and take the matches, whether they're actual matches or forfeits, you know, to keep our record looking good. And, you know, it's, you know, the kids club is really, the numbers are up. So that's an exciting thing going on. Same with the middle school. So, yeah, great things going on. Hopefully we can just keep it going.
Well, and I will tell you this. I mean, in today's environment, so you have 27 kids out for wrestling. And what is there? Maybe 330-some-odd kids, total enrollment 9 through 12 at Orion. I would say that's almost – I know as a coach you say, well, I'd like more than that. But, I mean, that's a lot in today's setup, 27 kids in the wrestling room. So I guess the question is, how'd you get all those kids out?
Oh, I don't want to tell you my secrets over the air, but, you know, so, you know, it's just a lot of relationship building, to be honest with you. You know, talking to the kids one-on-one and showing them that, you know, my coaching staff and me care. And that, you know, it's not about winning and losing. It's, you know, it's more about learning the life lessons that'll help people after wrestling. And, you know, after high school. So, you know, I really preach that. And, you know, once you get a good culture in the room and you got good leaders and people, you know, everybody's friends and, you know, camaraderie, you know, it's kind of a thing that just grows. And hopefully it doesn't stop anytime soon, you know. And, you know, of course, every day I'm walking to the wrestling room and I'm trying to pull kids out of the classroom that have probably never even been to the wrestling room before. And, you know, some little recruiting over the summer, you know, calling kids, football players, attending football games, you know. And then, you know, he having that information meeting, you know, get the face-to-face, you know, a month before the season starts. And that really helped. So, yeah, just, I mean, it's kind of just a combination of all kinds of things, you know, that make it, you know, I don't know. Make it easier on me to have a big group of guys that want to work hard. And, you know, with 10 guys in the room, I think it would be a very different feeling and a very different, you know, results that we're getting.
Well, and I know you're approaching it the right way because, you know, back in the day, there would be the attitude of, well, if the kids don't want to wrestle, or if the kids don't want to play basketball, or if the kids don't want to play baseball, or if the kids don't want to play football, I don't care. We don't need them or whatever. You know, that was kind of the attitude. We'll show them. But now in today's environment, you do have to lay some groundwork, and you do have, you said you have to recruit kids, to participate in your sport. And I think wrestling's always kind of, been in that boat where, hey, you have to say, I think this is a sport that'll benefit you. I think you'll enjoy it. Come out, give it a chance. So you figure that out, at least, that there's going to have to be some groundwork to keep kids and keep those numbers at, you know, 27 to 30 kids every year.
Yep, Definitely. And, you know, it's only forward from here. And, you know, I had the luxury in high school of, you know, being under Zunkel as an AD who, and a head coach, football coach that preached, you know, we are athletes. We are year round athletes. We are in sports. We are lifting. There's no months off. And, you know, that's kind of what I'm trying to get these kids, even in the wrestling room, you know, they've never seen the football field. They never went out for football. And I'm, you know, I'm trying to get these guys to give it a try, whether they're senior or sophomore, you know, same with baseball. So it's just, it's more of a culture thing, you know, and, you know, I think once you get it going and you see it around the state in small schools where it can be done, you know, you just got to really set the bar high and what you expect out of the kids. And, you know, I think there's a great thing going on in Oregon. I think the results will just keep showing over the next couple of years, whether it's in baseball, on the track, or the football field. So that's a good thing.
All right. So it's interesting. You know, I know that the legacy of wrestling at Mercer County and Aledo has always been great, and the success has been great. But it's weird because there really hasn't been, from your standpoint, like a significant, like, invite. So you get to host that as the head wrestling coach now at Ori in a 40-year tradition. It's called the Bob Mitten Invite now. So being a wrestling kid growing up, you know, to have a big invitational like this at your school and you being the head coach, that's got to be a pretty neat experience for you, right?
Yeah, it's a lot of work. And thankfully, you know, the wrestling community out at Orion and the administration really help out in the tournament because, you know, without all the help, I really wouldn't know what to do because I'm just a coach, right? So, and I, you know, personally, I've got the pass. I've been to the Bob Mitten tournament. I think I was there for the 30th annual, and now we're on the 40th annual. So, you know, as an individual, I was 4-time champion at that tournament. And I tell the kids, like, there's a reason I'm here. Like, you guys can do the same stuff. Like, I was doing the same stuff you're doing 10 years ago. So, yeah, it's a great tournament. You know, without the help, though, there's no way I could do it. So
size up, see 18 teams are in the field, 46 wrestlers in this year's field ranked honorable mention or higher in the current state ranking, 6 teams ranked honorable mention or higher in the state rankings. So what do you think about kind of the setup and the competition this weekend at the Bob Mitten Invited Orion?
I think it's going to be one of the better fields that we've seen in the past couple of years. I just feel like it's kind of been down individual and team wise, you know, like you mentioned, team wise, you got number 3 ranked Riverdale, who's going to definitely be the favorite. And then you got a bunch of honorable mention teams coming from all over the state to compete for that second and third place trophy. And then you throw in 2A Galesburg. They're a tough team. They're honorable mention. And I know you said 18 teams, but just last night we added Rocky JV, Rock Island JV, and Geneseo JV. So, and I think they're going to bring some varsity wrestlers with as well. So that should really spice up the competition. You know, maybe we get, you know, the exciting matches that usually happen on Saturday morning. Maybe they're going to be happening on Friday night. So it'll be good weekend to wrestling. Hopefully everyone's healthy, stays healthy going into regionals, because, you know, that's the main concern this close, 2 weeks out. So,
yeah. And again, you look at, as Zach mentioned, the times Friday night at 6 o'clock, and then 9 a.m. is the start time on Saturday. So I see, you know, just some dual meets left for you. I see after this week. So you move into next week. I see you do get you're telling me off the air, you do get a duel with Mercer County. Does that, and I know we were talking a little bit off the air, you got to see some kids where I think you said 4 Orion wrestlers had to wrestle 4 Mercer County wrestlers at the pit a couple of the weekends ago. But I mean, what do you have any feeling, or what do you think it's going to be like in a dual wrestling meet situation where you're the head coach of Orion and you look across and you're taking on Mercer County where you wrestled at in high school? Will that mean anything to you at all?
Yeah, it's definitely means more, you know, competition wise, it means more probably than most duels, other than, you know, the the teams that I'm not fans of. But yeah, it's kind of weird, you know, I'm yelling stuff and I feel like there's an echo on the other side of the room or vice versa from coming from Coach Jeremy Finch. So it's like, I'm preaching the same thing that he preached to me. And it's kind of weird, honestly. I feel like we're saying the same stuff, but I don't know. It'll be a good meet, you know, some good matches, and I guess we'll see what happens.
All right, so I'm curious from your observation. You know, I talked to a lot of guys that have been doing it for a while, but here's somebody that, well, basically your 10-year reunion will be this summer, right? So you're a 2013 graduate of Mercer County High School. Where do you think the sport of wrestling is at from an Illinois high school standpoint? I'm just curious what your observation is.
I think it's continuing to grow. I think the COVID year definitely had an impact on it. Whether kids just quit wrestling and didn't come back out for their junior and senior year or just their senior year. So I think it's kind of been a rebuilding last year. But you know, from, I guess, an overall standpoint, I think competition is up. I think quality is up. I think, you know, we're getting, they're promoting girls wrestling now, state series. So that's huge. Not that, you know, it's harder for us small schools to pull, but you know, those bigger schools are really thriving in girls wrestling. Geneseo probably has 15 girls on their girls team, which is crazy. And I don't know, you really like to see the IHSA even the field back out to 33%. I think they're really kind of, I guess, shafting 1A wrestling and not giving them the credit it is. When personally, you know, a 1A guy, I think individually quality, I think that's where the better quality wrestlers come from, is from 1A. So other than that, you know,
when he's talking about the 33, he'd like to see the even breakdown of the classification of wrestling. There's three classes. And I think a lot of people in wrestling, you know, would agree that they'd like to see the breakdown of the member schools being even 33% across the board for the three classes. I don't think you would get much argument from that. Now, the other thing I want to say about Zach Nelson, and you can tell me to stuff it, and the Orion, whoever can tell me to stuff it. But I still think, and I, you know, the way you presented yourself and, hey, I'm trying to get kids to play sports. That's what I'm trying to do. So I hope you coach football over there. You know, if there's an opportunity or a pathway for you to do that, I think that would be beneficial for Orion Athletics in general, to say Zach Nelson, you know, on that football staff, and one helps the other, or, you know, just basically helping athletics in general. I asked you last year when you got the job, I said, hey, you, or last summer, would you ever be interested in doing that? And you kind of said, maybe, but I want to kind of, you know, get my feet on the wrestling mat, get this, you know, wrestling program going in the right direction. Do you ever foresee, you know, taking a crack at saying, hey, I'd like to help out the Orion football program?
Yeah, I think there's a possibility. I think that conversation might happen maybe in the next year or so. It's just kind of, you know, like you said, getting the wrestling program on the right direction. And then once I feel comfortable with that, maybe, you know, speak up and see if there's a spot or, you know, what they can do for me. You know, I love the competition, you know, and especially if Mercer County joins the conference, you know, that'll be something I'd really want to be on the sidelines for. So I guess, yeah, in the near future, there's a great possibility that I am helping out Orion football. But yeah, I can't guarantee anything for certain. That's for sure.
All right. Well, I apologize for putting you on the spot. All right.
No worries.
All right. Well, we got a guy that has an impressive resume, a state champion in football, a state champion in wrestling, and doing really nice things at Orion with the wrestling program over there. And again, they have the Bob Mitten invite this weekend, 40th year for the event Friday night. The action starts at 6:00, then 9:00. Saturday morning, Zach Nelson, nice visiting with you again, and to keep up the good work over at Orion.
You too. Thanks for all you do, Jim.
More coming up on WRMJ.